It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich Shurtleib, Ken Laird. You can call us at 617-779-7937. And Jaylen Brown liking posts over the last couple of hours about...
Bomani Jones posts.
Yeah, Bomani Jones posts, where Bomani Jones is like, hey, if I was Jason Tatum, you know, I'd be pissed at Jason, or if I was Jaylen Brown, I'd be pissed at Jason Tatum didn't go in there and say, this is my guy, keep him here. And Jaylen Brown pressing the old like button. So you know where he stands. You know he's not
a fan. It's getting nasty between these two now. We got liking posts and
it's just Denzel memes. It's a one-way nasty. There's no Jason Tatum nasty. It's all Jaylen Brown. He is pissed off at Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown, and I love that he's doing this. He's talking to everyone. He's talking to iShowSpeed, who is that YouTuber who had like essentially almost shut down the city a couple of months ago. He's very, very popular. And Jaylen Brown was at the World Cup yesterday, and iShowSpeed was there. And he was talking to Jaylen Brown about LeBron's next team, and here's what Jaylen had to say.
LeBron. So you got to tell LeBron, you got to pull up, man. Pull up to Philly.
LeBron, pull up to Philly. Think about it. LeBron, Jaylen Brown, PJ 13.
He's gone.
He's gone?
He's gone, bro.
Yeah. Paul George no longer a player there. That's not considered tampering, is it? When a player says that, it has to be ownership
He's a free agent, I guess. So, yeah, I don't think so. I think it's fine.
Well, I do know that Brian Windhorst, an insider, for years has been a LeBron's barnacle. He, like, basically, the minute LeBron, you know, became big, LeBron Windhorst became big as well because he was the one who covered him ever since he was, like, a little guy.
It's like Jackson to Rich Shurtleib.
Yes, pretty much the both of us together. I followed Jackson wherever he went. But Brian Windhorst is now saying he's hearing that LeBron signing with a team other than Cleveland is a done deal. He said, quote, I'm hearing stuff in other cities, too. I'm not going to say who, but I had somebody on the phone with me today that I consider a good source who was swearing it's a done deal in another city. Okay. You have to take a look at what cities LeBron was considering and which ones are realistic.
Mm-hmm. So I'm at Kalshi right now.
Okay. Well, Kalshi's all over the place because it still says Cleveland.
It says like Cleveland first, 45%. Correct.
Yeah. He's not going to go to Cleveland.
But dropping.
Okay, good, because that report just came out. So he's not going to go there. One of the other teams is that you've heard mentioned, the Denver Nuggets. He's not going to go to Denver.
No.
He's not going to do that. Another one is the Golden State Warriors. He's not going to go to Golden
16%
State.
16% on Kalshi right now.
Yeah, he's not going to go to Golden State because that's going to be the NBA's version of the Expendables. He doesn't want to do that. That almost seems like cheating. He wants something that is going to help his legacy, that is going to help establish him being the all-time greatest basketball player. I heard Charles Barkley the other day ripping on LeBron because he goes, you know, LeBron, with these championships, he stacks his teams. He said, I can't look at him as being anywhere near the player that Michael Jordan is because LeBron stacks his teams and he has a massive amounts of talent around him. Whether he goes to a team that's talented or he forms a super team itself, it's never just LeBron. Like, if he would have won when he was in Cleveland when he first started, you could say, okay.
But in his defense, that's sort of the era that he played in, right? I mean, everybody had a second or third star that won a title this decade. It's more parity now. But there were definitely super teams running, you know, Golden State, et cetera, Kevin Durant changing teams.
Yes, yes. I mean, obviously what they did in Miami, that was a super team type situation. But, you know, I'm not as hot on that take as Charles Barkley is. I understand why he's saying what he's saying.
Right.
But what he has to do, because this is going to be his last go-around, LeBron, this will be the last team most likely that he'll end up playing for. He needs to win a championship with a team that when you look at it, you go, oh, my God, he's done it again. And I don't think you can do that with Miami. Miami, I think he's already won with Miami, even though I think that would be a great fit. Him going down there is going to make that team so much better with Bam and with Giannis there. And I don't think that he's going to want to ever spend a year in Minnesota. So he ain't going to go and play with Anthony Edwards, even though that would be another great team.
That would be kind of sneaky awesome if somehow he chooses Minneapolis, though.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be like, wow, that's pretty
amazing.
That'd
be great. Respect.
Yeah,
if LeBron does that, hell yeah.
You have to respect that.
And be a fun team to watch. So that just leaves one team, and that's the Philadelphia 76ers.
Jeez.
And if LeBron James goes to the Philadelphia 76ers, first of all, there's not enough ball to go around. I mean, Maxey and Jaylen Brown and Joel Embiid and LeBron James now. But the one thing that does make that good is that at least Maxey, Jaylen, and Joel will go, all right, we know who's number one. It's LeBron. Whereas if LeBron's not there, all three of those guys think that they're the guy. And that can cause major issues. But if LeBron shows up, he could be the one guy that could actually make that work, and that should terrify the snot out of you as a Celtics fan.
But I so and by the way, Kalshi's the team that has risen 10% in the last so little bit here is Miami. I know you think it's maybe not Miami, but
well, I just don't think that helps, because the one thing about the Sixers is you could say, dude, the Sixers ain't won a championship since '83. Like, I mean, they're down on their luck. Like, everything they do. Like, they seem to shoot themselves in the foot. They're a cursed organization. We've talked about this. Mm-hmm. And if he won a championship with the Sixers, too, that's another team. You can then say every team LeBron has played for, and it would be now, what, Miami, Cleveland?
Cleveland, Miami, Lakers. This would be the fourth.
Would be the fourth team. He went to four different teams and won a championship with every single one of them. He goes to Miami, you could just say he did it for three different teams. It just looks bigger.
But
it feels bigger.
It's a little full circle for him, though. He goes back to where he won his first one, and I'm sure he has relationships there. I'm sure he likes Spoelstra and Pat Riley. So it's comfortable for him.
It's comfortable, but it's all about his stats. Now he wants to be the best of all time. He wants to be the greatest of all time, and winning a championship in Miami, a place he's already won, it doesn't count as much as going to a completely new team and winning another championship. Especially for a city that has been dying for one since 1983. That would be wild.
Can you believe it? Jaylen Brown and LeBron playing together?
It's the Celtics' worst nightmare, but it will make for a great villain, like the best villain. Like a truly Death Star awful, like every game is going to be the loudest game you've been to. Oh my God, it's going to be great. It will be fantastic. And you want to talk about the juice and immediately want him to lose. And you're going to see what Jason Tatum can do. But man, if you bring LeBron into the mix,
Well, the other thing is too, is LeBron playing for the minimum in Philly? Because I don't think they have cap space. They would have to trade somebody. But I mean, maybe, I'm sure they have plans for it, but.
They'll figure it out. Like they'll figure out a way. All these teams will figure out a way to get him the money.
Get Boston back in the mix. You know, if he's considering Philly, then why not play with Tatum? I mean, God,
that's not on the five. That's not on the list of the five that Maverick Carter ended up leaking out over there on social media. So there you go. We will. It sounds like you're going to hear an announcement soon too. Apparently, he is signed. He is signed, but it just has not been announced, according to Mr. Windhorst. All right, 617-779-7935. We aren't going anywhere. Back in 2 minutes. Taking your call. Why do I always say five? We will take your calls next.